Hello, and we are live at the Becker's Health IT Digital Health and RCM Conference here in Chicago. With me today, I have David Harvey. David, would you please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your background?
Happy to do it, Jeremy. Nice to meet you, and thanks for having me on the podcast. I have a background as an entrepreneur. So for the last 25 years, I've been starting or helping to start new companies. The first two were in the telecom industry, but the last four have all been in healthcare. And the reason I made the pivot to healthcare is that because my son was born in 2001 with some pretty extensive healthcare challenges. And that gave my wife and I and our family kind of a front row seat into the U.S. healthcare system for the first time as new parents of our firstborn child. And although he had an amazing clinical outcome and a very sophisticated challenge, the back office side of healthcare really drove my wife and I crazy. We were scared to death that we were going to forget to tell a provider something important. Basically, we were the connective tissue between our varied care team that was looking after our son. And that was a lot of pressure on us to be that source of truth and that connective tissue between this wide array of providers that were looking after our son. He had about 24 surgeries in his first 24 months of life. And as you can imagine, that was very challenging. And keeping up with his medical records, what had been done for him, what was being planned for him was very daunting. And so I started a company in the midst of all of that called Medical Messaging, really with an eye towards two things: liberating information for patients and those that care for a patient, and helping caregivers that share a patient in common better communicate with each other about that patient that they share in common. And that company was called Medical Messaging. My partner and I started that company, really made a lot of progress in achieving our mission and vision there, created one of the first patient portals in the country back in the early 2000s, ultimately sold that company to Athena Health, where I spent about 8 years helping run product strategy at Athena Health. My company became their patient engagement platform called Athena Communicator, but I helped with our revenue cycle product, our EHR product, and it gave me a great kind of background in all things healthcare IT. And then I've since started two other organizations help start new healthcare initiatives. I helped Northwell Health create a company called Formative Health, which was also a patient engagement, patient access operation and technology product. And now I've started Panda Health with another group of brave entrepreneurs that are wading into this complex world of healthcare operations and trying to make it better. And the main thing we're doing at Panda is helping to accelerate digital transformation for both the health systems that are looking to evolve digitally and meet consumers where they are, but also the suppliers we're surrounded by today at the Becker's Conference that are trying to help those health systems evolve more quickly, but have a hard time getting their story across to the health systems and penetrating the bureaucracy of those health systems. So at Panda, we've created this marketplace that sits in between those health system buyers and the hundreds, if not thousands, of digital health suppliers that now exist in the marketplace. And we try to broker relationships with between those two entities. And as we sit in that nexus between those buyers and suppliers, we take a lot of the friction out of the procurement process. So Panda runs the RFP process. We do the security assessments and the cyber assessments. We do the regulatory checks and compliance checks on the companies. We evaluate their tech stack. And we also pre-negotiate the contracts with the suppliers, including terms that are important in digital health and best pricing for their products and their service descriptions for the buyers that are on the buy side of our market. So that's a little bit about my background quickly, but I'm driven by the mission that my son inspired in me 21 years ago, which is to help make the consumer experience better. And we have made a lot of progress in 20 years, but we still have a long way to go. And COVID was both an accelerant in some ways to that progress, but also a challenge in some ways. And there's still a large number of health systems that don't even have a digital transformation plan or strategy, much less have they begun to execute a strategy. So Panda is here to solve for both of those things. We provide advisory services to help health systems create a plan And then through our marketplace, we can help them execute their digital transformation plan more safely, more economically, and more quickly than they could without us.
So with the personal experience that you had that got you into healthcare, as well as the view of the industry you have now, what would you say the biggest issues facing healthcare today are?
Well, it's really changed over the last decade. I've got the luxury of a somewhat long time horizon now in this world of healthcare IT. So 20 years ago when I started, there was very little digital health technology even available to health systems and provider organizations. Yes, there were EHRs out there, but they were just scratching the surface on kind of delighting the consumer and creating an experience for consumers that would ultimately be satisfactory to them. And at that time, 20 years ago, well, let me fast forward 10 years. So 20 years ago, there was hardly any healthcare on the web or digital health workflows available to consumers and providers. Jump forward 10 years ago from where we are today, and health systems had begun to implement tools, but almost every tool that they were implementing were provided to them by their EHR company or their practice management company. And at that time, I ran product strategy for Athena Health. We had 100,000 providers on our EHR and revenue cycle platform. And we felt at that time that we should be all things to all of all people, all of our clients. So if there was a workflow that they needed to be improved, whether it be on the patient portal or in the provider application that our providers would use, by gosh, our R&D team was going to build it. And they weren't going to need to go out and shop anywhere else for those enhanced workflows. But what we quickly realized is we could not be all things to all people. And that's still where we are today, and the market has evolved. So you fast forward another 10 years to where we are today, and there's been this proliferation of digital health companies and digital health solutions. A lot of entrepreneurial energy has been invested in healthcare now, very different than it was 10 or 20 years ago. And so we face a very different problem today than we did 10 years ago or 20 years ago. So now the real challenge for healthcare organizations is de-risking their purchases. They know that the EHRs that they're reliant upon today aren't going to go a mile deep in all of these different consumer workflows. They may go an inch deep, but the companies that are around us today at Becker's, they go a mile deep in very narrow workflows. And so they're going to make that narrow workflow the best it can possibly be. And they've got teams of 100, 200 people that are only working on that one problem. So they are going to become the best in the world at that one problem. And there are thousands of companies out there solving all these slivers of problems in healthcare today. And they can do it much better than kind of the behemoth EHR and practice management companies can do. So now we've got all this entrepreneurial talent and energy that's been poured into digital health. But the problem that exists today is that healthcare organizations and provider organizations don't know how to navigate that very complex and broad group of solutions that are out there today. How do I choose the best one? How do I know who the relevant players are in that space? How do I know that they're going to be around 2 years today? How do I know that they're compliant from a regulatory perspective? How do I know that their platform's not going to get hacked by bad actors? And so we are here today to help health systems and provider organizations make sense of what are now over 10,000 digital health companies in the marketplace. We don't pick winners, but we try to narrow the field based on the use cases that the health systems are attempting to solve for so that they can make safe, reliable, economical choices much more quickly and start transforming digitally much more quickly. Because today, they're still transforming very slowly. And a lot of that is due to paralysis through analysis now. They don't even know where to start. And so we try to help make sense of a crowded marketplace and help them get moving on their execution plan to transform digitally.
So what are you most excited about in healthcare right now?
Well, I think as a parent of a patient, and we will all be patients one day, or know someone close to us who is a patient, and we need to make their worst day a little bit better. And so having intuitive and delightful ways to interact with the healthcare system at a moment in time where all of your brain power and bodily energy should be spent on getting well and not trying to figure out how to interpret an EOB or how to find the right provider in a specialty or having to wait 3 months to get in to even see a provider. Those types of things can be solved with digital workflows. We just need to remove the barriers that exist between the health systems and these wonderful products that are now on the market today, and make sure that they can find them, access them, implement them, and reap the benefits of them much more quickly. Today, the average sales cycle for a health system when they're procuring a digital solution can be 12 to 18 months long. At that rate, if they a health system know that knows that they may need 15 or 20 different solutions over the next 5 or 10 years, you know, they're not going to get there at that rate. So what we do is try to compress that procurement cycle from 12 to 18 months down to 2 months. And that way they can move down their evolutionary path much more quickly than they can without us. And that's what I'm most excited about for the next 10 years of healthcare. I think we'll stop talking about these types of tools as digital health. They will just become healthcare, similar to e-commerce. You know, we should stop talking about e-commerce. It's just commerce now. And that's the way digital will eventually infiltrate healthcare, and it'll be intuitive and delightful for the consumer.
Well, David, thank you very much for joining us today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast, and I hope you're enjoying the conference, and have a great day.
Jeremy, thanks so much. Great to be with you.
My pleasure.